I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who lived to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are back with Beach and Company. This is the first time I've ever started my show an hour and 8 minutes into it. But I'm here, and we're going to kind of recap what you may have missed at the beginning of the show with us carrying the Rochester press conference. And we'll also tell you about the stock market, all kinds of things going on. But first of all, a couple of texts at 30930, which absolutely fit what we're talking about. One says, Sandy, please tell me the Chinese aren't sitting back with amazement watching how releasing a low-risk virus, they're destroying our economy and our way of life. Now, Tony, you said there was a book that was published a few years back kind of forewarning us exactly what would happen, and it seems to trace it exactly. What is it?
Dean Koontz had a book called The Eyes of Darkness, and it came out in 1981. And I'll just read you a little bit here. And it says, they call the stuff Wuhan 400 because it was developed at their RDNA labs outside of the city of Wuhan. And it was a 400th viable strain of man-made microorganism created at that center. Wuhan 400 is a perfect weapon. It afflicts only human beings. No other living creature can carry it. And like syphilis, Wuhan 400 can't survive outside a living human body.
So that was some time back. Now this next text also hits it. Sandy, the hysteria of the news media here is only fanning the flames. I'm disgusted with how easily and fragile our way of life can be manipulated. Very interesting text. And then here's one which we'll actually start with. We can't hear the press conference. Could you please recap it? Well, as the press conference was going, I always take notes. And strangely enough, at the end of this press conference, when we went to ABC for other coverage, there's very little new. Here is a look at the COVID-19. It's the first case of the virus showing up in Rochester, in the Rochester area. The traveler had traveled to Italy, and then when he was returning, he returned from Italy to Rome to JFK. He has no local transformant, so it was brought here from Italy, and they suggest a bunch of things which have been said over and over and over again here. They're much the same, nothing new there. But they did say that they strongly recommend no more than 50 people as far as a gathering. If you're going to go to a gathering of more than 50 people, you should rethink that. Closer to home, we have our own travel meister, Mr. Beamer. You were, and the correct term is were, planning to go to New York City this weekend.
Yes, we were, and we haven't 100% made up our mind, but it doesn't look like we will go, just because if it's not an important trip, you know, and not that it wouldn't be fun, but if it's not essential travel, why risk it?
Yeah, that's a good point. People say, how can this affect us so strongly? Well, it's very easy. It's like a domino effect, because one of the other texts we had was, why would people not go to a restaurant? Well, it depends on who you are, I guess, and what your train of thought might be. But I can tell you how a train of thought might come. First of all, you go to a restaurant and you're sitting down at the table. Has everything been sterilized the way it should be? The food you're served, who handled the food and the food chain from the time that the farmer grew it till the time the cook cooked it. And speaking of the cooks, you have to be careful. You've always taken that for granted. But now, you know, especially a large restaurant might have a large number of cooks. I'm not saying don't go. I'm just saying that these are some of the thoughts that people might have. And so they would not keep me from going to a restaurant. And it's not like I'm trying to be John Wayne or anything. I just don't believe that it would be prudent for me to stop going to restaurants unless there was some real reason. I think a lot of the things we're hearing now, and I want to state this correctly, they're important, certainly, but they shouldn't be overwhelming because I'm a stats guy. You ever follow the National Football League? Of course. You see how close the stats guys in Vegas come to the actual point spread of the game? Very close on almost every game. And the stats guys on this would say that the odds are overwhelming that you're not going to get it. But that does not mean you should be reckless. You should do the things that the healthcare professionals are asking you to do, and we're taking the lead from some people who are putting their money where their mouth is. The professional leagues, sport leagues, yes.
One thing that I wanted to bring back about that book I was telling you about, and this I think is the scariest prediction, it says in around 2020, a severe pneumonia-like illness will spread throughout the globe.
Wow, it predicted
the year.
That's an incredible...
And the type of illness, and it called it a weapon.
I have not seen that or heard of it until you just brought it up. So there certainly would be something to think about.
And one other thing, if anybody was planning on attending the Section 5 versus Section 6 basketball games that'll be held this Saturday at Buff State, no fans allowed.
Okay, guys, kind of get me caught up now regarding sports. The professional sports, start with that.
All right, the NBA has suspended their season until further notice.
Okay, so no more dribbling.
During Rush's Morning Minute...
Who would dribble during a healthcare crisis? Go ahead.
During Rush's Morning Minute, the NHL tweeted out that teams have been advised to not hold morning skate, practice, or team meetings. They are making an announcement at 1 this afternoon, the same time as the mayor. All big conference tournaments are going on, but with no fans. The ACC is the first to confirm today that their tournament will start at 12:30, just no fans. And NCAA March Madness will go on with no fans, and they are looking for smaller venues since there won't be any fans.
Well, I'm glad we're I'm glad we're out of season for the NFL, which is the dominant sports team. Professional sports. I'm glad we're out of that because that would make it even more complicated.
The MLB has announced that the first two Seattle home series, so that's six games, will be moved to a neutral site once baseball season starts, if it starts on time. Now, the XFL, they're going to still play their game in Seattle this weekend. However, that'll be in front of nobody. The PGA has announced that if you're planning to go down to Florida for the players, they will still have fans, and it started on time this morning.
And as far as baseball, as usual, they do not want any spitball pitchers.
Yeah, no spitballs.
Especially now. And the catcher is saying, I'm not even going to try and catch that. I'm going to let it go to the backstop.
We'll put up a net.
Exactly. We'll be back with more with Beach & Company on News Radio 930 WBEN. One of the techs here, we're trying to get everything lined up and tidied up, says, look at the origin of the virus. Sold to China by the Obama administration. They obtained it from a university research lab in South Carolina, in a South Carolina clinic. It makes as much sense as anything else that's out there. And read that that you read to me during the break, Tony.
First of all, I got to thank Mary Claire for posting this and the follow-ups to it. This is from the United States Department of Justice, and the headline, it was posted Tuesday, January 28th, Harvard University professor and two Chinese nationals charged in three separate China-related cases. And I think like what you're just referring to, Zhao Song Zhang, 30, a Chinese national, was arrested on December 10th, 2019 at Boston's Logan International Airport and charged by criminal complaint with attempting to smuggle 21 vials of biological research to China. On January 21st, 2020, Zhang was indicted on one count of smuggling goods from the United States and one count of making false, fictitious, and fraudulent statements. He has been detained since December 30th.
Amazing. Harvard University, in South Carolina, things like that.
And the Harvard University professor, by the way, chair of Harvard's chemistry and chemical biology department.
Wow, the chair of the whole department. Just a reminder, tonight from 7 o'clock until 10 o'clock right here on News Radio 930, we will have a virtual town hall on the virus. We'll have people who know what they're talking about coming in and sharing that information with you. And what I really like about it, it's a local perspective. So this is worth listening to. That is 7 to 10 tonight. Let's go to Bill in Cheektowaga. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Thanks, Sandy. I'm a 90-year-old guy. Would you like to know where I was yesterday?
Where were you, 90-year-old guy, yesterday?
I was at the casino with other people with handicaps. They were wheelchairs. They were in canes. They were everything. But we're going to close the schools, but we're going to keep the old people in the casinos.
So you were there touching all the buttons that everybody else has touched.
Yeah. What do you think of that? I mean, here we are talking about the most susceptible people that's going to get it, going to die.
Yeah, the elderly and those with compromised immune systems.
Yeah, they're closing everything. I'm 90 years old. Let me tell you, Sandy, I'm going where I gotta go. This is a bunch of Democratic or whatever the hell you want to call it. It's a bunch of crap.
Well, let me tell you something, Bill. If you made it to 90, you've made a lot of correct decisions. So let's hope that was one of them. Thank you. Thank you very much. Up there pushing the buttons, hoping to win some money, win the jackpot, step right up. Let's go to Bob in Warsaw. Bob, you're on WBEN.
Yes. I'm going to listen to all sorts of methods of information. I haven't really heard anybody mention what danger you're putting yourself into by simply getting the morning mail. The most envelopes that I know of are lick and stick. There's quite a few stamps that are lick and stick, and these are traveling God knows where.
They travel. To give you an idea, mail sent to me, people probably don't know this. I live in Pendleton. It's part of Lockport. It's 11 miles from this radio station. But before I get a piece of mail, it goes to Rochester before it gets to my house. Why? I have no idea. But that's the route it takes. And I'm sure it goes through a lot of machinery and plus human touch. So you're right about being concerned about that, Bob.
And mind you, this is only a joke. I have to do the pre-warning.
Okay.
Only a joke that I've gone so far as I'm no longer paying any of my bills. And I'm not opening emails either.
All right. Well, if you're not going to open something, a bill would be a good thing not to open. You can go to the casino with the last caller.
Yes.
All right. Good luck. I hope you win. Thank you very much. A lot of people seem skeptical of this. As I said, it's important and it can be dangerous, but don't let it overwhelm you. Use some common sense. Things that you've heard other people suggest. Some of it's just simple hygiene. Some of it is reality. I heard someone on the early morning show, one of the guests, say that if you're just walking past or you're more than like 6 feet away from somebody who later turns out to have it, that's not really much of a concern. But some people overreact to everything. It's like the germ is going to jump off of somebody else and find you no matter where you go. It's not quite that simple. Yes.
I read a letter this morning from a doctor. I believe he's in Toronto, infectious disease expert. And he's come across you name it, in the last 20 years. And he said he's more concerned of the overreaction than he is with the virus itself. He says if you're a healthy person, you're going to be fine. You're going to recover. But the hysteria involved in this is what scares him the most.
Oh, yeah. People tend to go to the, in some instances, it makes sense to go to the worst case scenario. But in some instances, it doesn't. This might be one of those where you take normal precautions, you do what they tell you to do, but don't let it change your life. There's no sense in, like a good example is Beamer. He was planning to go to New York. A final decision hasn't been made on the Beamer mobile here. But the bottom line is, it was a pleasure trip. There was nothing, he wasn't getting an award. He wasn't going to buy anything special, just going for pleasure for the weekend. And so in that kind of a trip, you say, well, maybe I don't want to take that chance. There's 8 million people that live in New York, and I don't know at any one given time how many there would be beyond, you know, the total population. But why do it unless you have to do it? This is something you don't have to. But you make a good decision.
Yeah, I mean, like everything in life, there's a good middle, right? We don't have to go crazy and avoid everything, but we should also start taking this maybe a little more seriously.
Surely.
Wash your hands, disinfectant if you share a workspace with somebody. Just simple things. It's not going to change your life. Just simple things to make sure we're all healthier and that we can nip this thing in the bud.
In the bud, yes. Get it in the bud. If you're going to nip anything, you should nip it in the bud.
Is that painful?
If it's past the bud, Tony, you can't nip it because it won't make any difference.
That's not good.
And remember, when you nip, always tuck.
Definitely tuck.
You nip and tuck.
Right.
So you're washing and you're nipping and you're tucking. And if you wash, nip, and tuck, you should be in pretty good shape.
Tucking is important.
Seriously, a little quasi-humor there. We'll be back with more of Beach & Company, and we would like to hear from you regarding what you're hearing and what's going on regarding the virus. Remember, 7 to 10 tonight, virtual town hall right here on News Radio 930 from a local perspective from the experts. We're back after this.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are back with the Beach & Company. Lots of things have been canceled as an abundance of caution. One of the things that we haven't heard about yet, I guess the mayor is supposed to make a decision this morning sometime, and as soon as it's made, we'll let you know, is whether the St. Patrick's Day parade in Buffalo will be canceled or not. Now, the one in New York has already been canceled. I'm making a fearless prediction. I'm predicting that the mayor will not cancel, will cancel it, because if he doesn't cancel it and the parade goes on, and God forbid we have a somebody who comes up positive with the virus, there will be hell to pay and it'll be a national story. But the governor has suggested things like this be canceled, has not ordered it cancel. As we know, the mayor thinks the governor is the best governor we ever had. So one would doubt, if I were going to Vegas to bet on this, I would bet that he will cancel it. What do you think? Yes or no?
No, I think that's definitely a safe bet.
How about you, Buzzy?
Yeah, I think it's canceled, and I'll one-up you. I think the home show also.
Oh, really? Yeah, because we at any one time we have lots of things going on. We're going to be speaking with someone from the home show. About other things. It was scheduled, so we'll talk and we'll see how this is going.
You know, we earlier, last segment, talked about sporting events that have been suspended or canceled.
Yeah.
The Ivy League yesterday canceled all spring sports. Just breaking right now, the Patriot League has suspended all sports. The champion for basketball, it is up to the institution if they want to still partake in March Madness.
All right. Well, we'll see where it's going. It's a time when we're looking generally at spring things, looking very excitedly at the opening of the baseball season and the bison season and things like that. So we'll keep you informed. Let's go to Mary in Lancaster. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Mary.
I like the 90-year-old guy that called in because from a
he's at the casino.
Right. Yeah. But a 78-year-old hearing that reinforces the fact that God rest her soul, my mother used to always say, you listen, but you don't hear. How many times have those people from the CDC, the president, and all these medical people saying, if you are at a certain age, or if you have certain, conditions in your...
Yeah, immune system suppressed, sure.
Yes, you should be concerned and everything else. But what's happening now is all the people just jump online, which is another thing, okay? Jump online and find out everything. But how can you have fun online?
You know, if you get a transplant, now this does not include very many people, but if you get a transplant, at the end of that transplant, you have no system to fight off things like this. You have to be very, very careful, and you're usually in a hospital environment, so that takes a while, but that does not include a lot of people.
Right, but the fact is people are jumping at all this not, instead of just do what you've been doing, but be careful. Consider, like I said, my mother used to say, listen what they're saying. They're saying, who are they talking to? Who is concerned? Who
yeah.
should be concerned?
You know what? You can do us a favor. You can be our reporter. The next time you go to church, I'm sure you go to the same church at the same time with the same mass. You can tell us anecdotally if it looked like there were about the same number of people or less or more.
More. I mean, the same amount, because these are all, and ironically, Sandy, I'm glad you said that, because people at the daily mass, the majority, I would say like 80-90% of the people that attend the daily mass are in their 70s, 80s, and some of them are even 90s.
And one would assume that if you put trust in anything, you would trust the fact that when you're at church, you would not catch the virus, I'm thinking.
Our pastor is over 75, and we have a young priest now, but still the parish is an older parish, and that's the point. That's what I'm trying to say. People don't I know the millennials out there are going to say, shut up, you old listen, they're not even at risk. And the closing schools, that's another stupid thing.
One blessing we have in this is that it's not likely to be caught by children.
That's right.
That would make it a million times worse.
So why close schools?
It's a good point, because they have adult teachers.
Right.
And they have people that bring in supplies from the outside world. And everything is interconnected.
And one more thing, Sandy. They're talking about going online and everything else, right? This might sound scary, but all these people that depend on their, the schools and go online with education, but there's some things that you can't do online, like some of these students have been saying, the courses they're taking, like engineering and stuff. But one thing I heard yesterday, which I'm glad somebody brought up, that Tucker Carlson, I called my healthcare facility. And my provider, Independent Health, it's an Independent Health.
Sure.
I said, I asked the guys, because I kept refusing. They kept trying to tell me, get these, the pills sent to you. Your prescriptions will be lowered and everything else. So I called and I said, I'll pay more, but I go to my local pharmacy and I see the people. I know the people there. I'd rather do that. I said, I'll pay a little more, but I'll still
have more confidence in that. Thank you. Thank you, Mary. And don't forget, keep your eye out for us and report to us next time.
To you tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's Mary. She's a regular churchgoer. I didn't tell her about this warning. Do not get on your knees and speak in low-tone voices. Gee, I'm glad I didn't mention that to her. No, I'm just kidding. I gotta keep a little humor in here. We can't embargo the humor, yes.
Think about it this, you know, during Mass, what's one of the things you do? Peace be with you, where you shake everybody's hand.
That. How about communion?
And communion, yeah.
Communion, at least it used to be. They've changed a lot of things in the church, but it used to be that a priest or a celebrant takes and places the wafer on your tongue. And so you got to think about all this stuff. Most 99.999% of it is fine just the way it is. And if you're just use a little common sense, don't be afraid. There's no need to be afraid. And as they say, as they always say, when they describe me as being a person who would be eligible for something like that. So just be careful. Use some common sense. Regular hygiene, you should be okay. We'll be back after this. Let us go to Jeff in Sanborn. Jeff, you're on WBEN.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Just one point, kind of comment I wanted to make about all the hysteria about this, and I'm not trying to downplay it, but if the flu kills tens of thousands of people, and I'm guessing that it's just not in the United States because people are flying in and out of the states all the time with the flu.
True.
How come the CDC and the World Health Organization, where are they at all other times? And what is the world, you know, number on flu deaths every year? It seems to me that this is just being hyped out of control and, you know, oh, well, you got the flu and you die, oh, too bad.
And another part that would add to your statement is that there are flu shots. They're widely advertised and I think presumably pretty widely used. And we still have the flu problems.
Yeah, and I never heard anyone say, like, well, you can't get on an airplane because you didn't get a flu shot. You know, but they're just letting people fly all over the world with the flu. And it's pretty bad this year, I guess, you know, as far as strength.
The only thing I've ever seen where somebody had to be taken off an airplane because of health was a nosebleed that they could not stop. And so they did the best they could. And the host of the trip went with a person to a local doctor to take care of it. But certainly not from the flu.
Yeah.
All right. Good points. Good points. Thank you very much, Jeff. Let's go to Ann. In Buffalo. Ann, you're on WBEN. Hello, Ann. Hello. Turn down the radio, Ann.
Okay.
Yep. Yes, is Ann there? We expect Ann to be there? I don't think so.
She was there when I screened her. I didn't
she
hear
was
the
there,
so
but
loud.
I don't think she's there now. Are you there, Ann? No, we're going to have to go to someone else. This is Terry in Texas. Terry, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy, I'm glad Mary brought up Tucker Carlson because I, too, took a look at his piece on the coronavirus. And I got to say, I was very unimpressed. About 2 minutes after I read it, I called my wife and told her we're going to have to go to the warehouse store, buy some latex gloves and peanut butter in bulk. And then maybe get some supplies for the coronavirus, too, because we know that it's going to impact our lives. Now, I'll tell you what, I'm not super scared about this. I've been listening to WBN, so I feel like I'm pretty informed. My one thing is, though, is the hysteria behind it. A good example would be yesterday. I was at one of my customer's stores, and I overheard the manager telling her employees that a customer was in the store, and the customer was telling the cashier that people were deliberately contracting the coronavirus so that they could transmit it to other people. And also, people were deliberately transmitting or trying to get infected with the coronavirus so that they could kill themselves.
What?
These people, yeah, like, they're saying people are getting the coronavirus so they can give it to other people, and they're saying people are trying to deliberately be infected with the coronavirus so they can die.
Well, first of all, if you wanted to kill yourself, there's a lot easier ways to do it than that because it's not fatal very often. Only under extreme circumstances would that have any weight at all. I just don't know why people would say such things.
Well, no, but the point is that people are passing this information along to other people, and they're passing it along and so on and so forth. And to be honest, I started to, like, interject or, you know, intervene and kind of give my two cents.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, I was there in a business capacity, and I really wanted to relay them that maybe they should do a little more research before they start handing that out to their because it's nonsense, but that's what gets people in the stores buying 500 rolls of toilet paper and toothpaste.
Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous. Of course, now remember, when you're paying for those 500 rolls of toilet paper, you're probably taking some money out of your wallet, which has been handled by God knows how many people.
No, exactly. I don't know. I'm going to let nature take its course with this whole thing. I got my safe space squirrel.
Yeah, you're a tough Texan. You can handle it, I'm sure. Hey, thank you, Terry. Thank you very much. Think about just the transmission of money, paper money, okay? I would love to know how many times a $1 bill has gone from hand to hand to hand. And then it's put in drawers with other money, whatever. Now, I know a lot of people buy electronically now. I know that. But we still have paper money. I have a small amount in a coffee can in Tony's backyard. So do you ever think about that when you're handling money, guys?
Yeah, actually, I was thinking about it the other day, while, oddly enough, going shopping.
Yeah, and everybody goes shopping. We know that. And I know a percentage don't handle money. They do it electronically. Probably him over there. Fuzzy.
I used to, how I would spend, I would take out a 20, and I said, this should last me so many days. But now, because I'm one of those millennials that goes to the self-checkout, and most self-checkouts are now card or iPay only, and iPay is just so much easier, I've even gotten to the point now where I don't even grab my wallet in the morning because my bank account is synced up with my phone.
Well, la-di-da. Right, Tony? Let's give him a big la-di-da. Mister, I'm all synced up.
By the way, some breaking news coming in the last few minutes. Jazz player Donovan Mitchell has now tested positive. So that's two Utah Jazz players positive for coronavirus.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're thinking about something contagious, how about basketball? You not only touch, you sweat. You sweat a lot. You sweat a lot, and you're blocking a dunk shot or something. I can just see it. If they had a good camera there, it would look like a rainstorm probably. You guys have played basketball. I've played basketball. You guys have played basketball.
Yep.
You sweat, you touch. I don't know how you could play a game of basketball without that. And even if you wore gloves, your body and the body of the guy you're guarding or somebody driving down the lane or something, you try and stop them, that's all moisture coming from your body.
Boxing?
Boxing, certainly. Yeah, if you're
MMA?
Good. Yeah. Oh, MMA. Can you see them trying to do MMA without contact of one body and another? You can't.
How about WWE wrestling?
Same thing.
They've already, on Friday, SmackDown has been canceled from Detroit. So they're still going to have a show, but from the training facility.
There's an article in the paper today. I haven't read it yet. I clipped it to read over the weekend. That Gronk might be heading toward the WWE?
Yeah, just in time for WrestleMania, which is also coming up.
Yeah, Gronk is a natural for that.
He's not thick, though, anymore. So,
no?
He's kind of, he looks like he's on the skinny side.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking he's rough, he's tough, he's fun.
He's funny.
And, yeah, and he's a good athlete. So he would be an ideal, and everybody knows him.
And he's done WrestleMania before, right?
Oh, he has?
Yeah.
When he was in the off-season, he did WrestleMania with one of his friends who is with the WWE.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
And a lot had been pushing him to go in that direction, even while he was still playing, saying, retire now. You know, WWE's got a place for you.
Oh, I'm sure, and a pile of money, too, to lure him in. All right, when we come back, we want to hear from you regarding should the mayor cancel the St. Patrick's Day Parade or not? What are you going to do now that the newer information is out there? You're going to change anything? I hope you have enough toilet paper. I can't imagine why you would think this would last long enough than to get rid of all the toilet paper, not only in your supply closet, but at the store itself. Maybe we'll do a show next week on substitutes. No, Tony. You can only sneeze into your elbow. We'll be back. after this. Try and do that with your elbow. I don't think you could. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know?
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.